Friends, those of you who have not heard about AshleyMadison.com, be prepared to be shocked. It's a Canadian company, and it's an online dating service and social networking company. Some of you are smiling, you know what I mean, I'm going with this. You know about social networking websites and dating websites. There's eHarmony.com, there's ChristianMingle.com, there's FarmersOnly.com, and I was thinking as writing my homily, if I wasn't a Catholic priest, I would have started PastorsOnly.com, right? But there's nothing wrong with social networking websites. I have since officiated at weddings of people that I've met online and seems to be working well. It's what AshleyMadison.com stands for that is shocking. The motto is, life is short, have an affair. It is marketed to people who are married or in a committed relationship. Do you know how many people were registered users? 39 million people. Most of them were men, but the number of women is equally shocking. It's one of those things that really makes me ask a question that I rarely ask. Where the heck are we going? I'm generally positive about the future, but this is designed for disaster, right? Instead of life is short, have an affair, why can it not be life is short, please love your families? And I bring all this up today because of the readings, especially the first reading and the gospel reading that take us back to the origins of family and marriage. So using today's readings and also the Pope's visit, I want to reflect on the families a little bit. First of all, the family as the fruit of God's love. I don't know how many of you followed the Pope's visit closely. I have not seen more TV than this in my life. I was stuck. I was hearing every speech, everything that was said. And he had a very delightful speech to the families that were gathered in Philadelphia. And he began with the story of this little girl who came to him once and asked him, what did God do before creating the world? And the Pope said, that was a very difficult question to answer. He said, but I thought for a little bit. And he said, I'm going to share with you what I shared with that little girl. He says, before creating the world, God loved. Because God is love. When the Pope continued in these words, he said, God had so much love, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It was so big, this love. He could not be egoistic. It had to be poured out of him. And then God created the world. God made this marvelous world in which we live. All of the love that God has in himself, all the beauty that he has in himself, he gives it to the family. And I thought that was precious. You know, how did we come about? He came about because God could not just hold this love to God's self, so it had to come out. And it came out in creation, and the best of it came as a human family. So the Pope says, and the family is really family when it is able to open its arms and receive all that love. A family is really a family when it's able to receive all that love with open hearts. So today's first reading recalls that love, isn't it? Where God takes man and woman and God creates them and creates this relationship and creates everything that is beautiful. But is it not also true that sometimes we get so immersed in the daily grind of life that we forget that the family first and foremost is about God's love? It's easy to forget that. It happens with my priesthood, right? I get so busy, I get so immersed in running helter-skelter from here. I mean, today after this Mass, I have a wedding. You know, by the time I get to bed, I won't have a breath in me to take. And then you forget, you know, why did you become a priest in the first place? It's God's love, right? It happens in families too, I'm presuming. That you forget what it's really all about. So folks, yes, life is short. Please love your families just a little bit more. I mean, think of all these people that have died in Oregon. You know, they went to school and they did not come back. So yes, life is short. Please love your families just a little bit more. Welcome God's love into the family just a little bit more. And don't forget to pray together. Don't forget to eat together. Don't forget to play together. Do those simple things that helps us remember that this is about love. Love your family and everybody in it just a little bit more. Secondly, the Pope talks about how, you know, all this is very beautiful and idealistic, that, you know, each day we must remember that God has created our families in love. But then he also becomes very real quickly. He talks about another little story about when somebody came and told him, especially when he talks about the family, the Pope talks about the family. People come to him and say, "Father, you speak like this because you're single." And people tell me that as well, right? I mean, you're not married. What do you know about family? Well, don't forget, I come from a family. I'm still a son, and I'm still a brother, and an uncle, and a sister, and brother-in-law. So we're all coming from our families, but I understand that being married and having children, and that's different. But the Pope was not unrealistic in his reflection of the family. He spoke about the difficulties that families have. He talks about the first sin of Adam and Eve. And he talks about the first murder that happened, brother to brother. So the Pope acknowledges issues ranging from divisions in the family to quarrels to divorce to the challenges of raising children, the challenges of taking care of the elders, and the financial burden that families endure. So he was very real. And then there is AshleyMadison.com. Actual and fantasized infidelity is real, isn't it? I talk to families every week. That's painful. It continues to wreck homes. Yet the Pope believes that those difficulties can be overcome with love. We will all have problems. There'll all be issues. How do we get beyond it? And I think the Pope is very right there. You know, when families come to talk to me for spiritual guidance to the families, the first question I ask them is this. The first question. He said, "Do you still love each other?" And I will even ask them individually, "Do you still?" Because if there's still a spark of love, just a spark is what you need. If there's this much love, then that marriage can be saved. But I know people have come and told me, "I'm sorry, I just cannot. There is no love left." And it's tragic. When that happens, it's nothing you can do. So I'm telling families, seek help if you need to when there is still love. After that, it's very hard. So the Pope is real. He says, if there are issues in the family, yes, we can overcome it by love. Now the Pope, thirdly, the family was such an important part of the Pope's visit that the next day when he met the bishops and spoke to them in the seminary in Philadelphia, he did not speak to them about administrative and canonical issues. He continued to speak to them about the family, and he said how bishops as pastors and priests should approach families. And there are some very beautiful things that I said that I want to share with you. Among the first things he suggested was to the bishops was to have a positive outlook. He said the family is not first and foremost a cause for concern. So don't try to compare families in the 1960s and the families today and all this rigmarole we do. He says, first of all, please remember that family is about joy. That's the approach you must have when you address families. It's not about concern. Don't be alarmists about discussing families. So even as things like AshleyMadison.com can shock us, I think we must not lose sight of so many families, the Pope's words, we must not lose sight of so many families who even amid difficult trials remain faithful to their promises and keep faith. And many of you are here, right? Life has not been easy, but you've been faithful. You've kept your covenant. So the Pope says, don't get lost with all the negative. Please take care of and focus on what is good as well. And he asks us, in the way that we love our parish families as pastors, as we love our parish families, may that be an example of how families should love each other in their homes. What a great advice that is. In other words, I have a family. It's you. Here is a favorite of mine. The Pope says to the bishops, in your pastoral ministry, are you prepared to waste time with families? I will often go and eat at people's homes. I love to go to homes and have dinner with them. And he says, yes, do that. It's not a waste of time. That's how we support families. And the one virtue he asked us to have was tenderness. Tenderness. When families come to you, treat them tenderly. So I think it's very, very significant that when things like AshleyMadison.com is happening, that we pastors are very open to our families. So here's something tragic that happened, right? Hackers got into AshleyMadison.com and released the names of people that had registered. That's 39 million homes that are wrecked. Two executives from the company committed suicide. Well, duh, you've done the harm. So hackers got into the website and released the names. Names of men and women, and it's crazy. I think that's when tenderness have to be shown even more. I need to take the Pope's advice very seriously. Please, tenderness towards our families. Secondly, in the Pope's talk, he said there are two groups of people that I want you to pay attention to. Children and the elderly. Children and the elderly. And so today's gospel is awesome, isn't it? Let the children come to me. And this is tragic, folks, that because of the child abuse crisis, many priests have simply stopped interacting with children. They will not visit the schools, if they have schools. They will not interact with children, and it's tragic. And you know, Father Dave and I are very different. Gosh, let the children come to the church and to its lead. Who else is going to help these children come into the church and learn the ways that we worship and everything else? Families, you are the first teachers, but we have a role. So I promise those two things. I promise tenderness, as the Pope says. And I also promise love for our children. I want to conclude simply by saying that let's bring our families before the altar. bring everything, the joys, the sorrows, those children that are excellent, those children that are a pain in the neck, bring them all. And let's offer them to God. And may God bless us. May God bless our families. Folks, life is short. Love each other. People of God said,